Hello.
Hi, I'm so much better.
Oh, that's good. Well, I had my fiber optic installed to my house yesterday in
Okay.
Rhinebeck Village, and I've been resetting devices. I've discovered that I have these Kasa, KASA plugs that turn on lights on and off automatically. And after some research, it says they don't connect to 5 megahertz or 5 gigahertz internet.
Connections.
And I looked up Archtop's fiber, and it looks like it's 10 gigahertz. So I'm wondering if you, maybe I should have not talked to tech, but I'm trying to find out what products would work.
Well, so
If you
I
have any
would.
idea.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I would actually just make sure that you download the app on your phone and try resetting it up because, if I'm not mistaken, we also allow those 2.5 gigahertz as well to connect because not everything connects to a 5 or a 10. So I've seen it where with our network, it's still compatible with our router.
Well, I've been trying, I got everything else, my TVs, my laptop, laptops, my security ring. I have to reset the doorbells, but the other stuff works. So this is the last of it. Well, I'll try
I
again.
am
Well,
so
this is
sorry
very
that you're going
helpful.
through that.
Oh, well, it happens. And so you've answered my question, which is great, that it will connect to 2.5 or whatever. So I'll
Yes.
try setting them up before I go out and buy something new.
Absolutely. I mean, especially if you want to save money, because at that point, it's you want to make sure that the things you already have are functional instead of having to replace them. So we completely understand that.
Well,
As far as it goes, I would definitely try resetting them up with the app that usually comes with them, and see if that works. If there's further issues, you might be able to contact the company to help you with the troubleshooting of it.
yeah, I might. I've tried now, until I'm ready to give up and throw it out the window. I mean, I have two plugs, one on my garage door, I mean, in my garage light in the back, and then this lamp in the living room that I turn on my Casa app on my phone. And one of them's sitting right here in the same room with the router, or
Oh,
it's like,
absolutely.
I'm not a tech, not, you know, I'm this would this is not upsetting me. I just want to make sure I have the right device. So
Oh, no, of course.
I will try again, if not, I may get something else, that's all.
Absolutely. And if you do have any further questions, we can definitely answer that for you as well. I also wanted to make sure everything is all set through the home pass and everything like that. Everything's working perfectly.
Well, was it Christian? I can't forget. I had so many people here yesterday. I'm in at 23 Beach Street in Rhinebeck Village, we're early adopters here. That trying to put these wires under bluestones and stuff like that is not easy.
Oh,
And it's
absolutely.
really they're going to have to figure. I mean, let me just mention something. When they for I had Matt and one of the techs come by a couple of weeks ago to because I wanted to know how they would run the wire to my house. So they recommended a path that goes under the bluestones and on one side of my house. When the crew came here yesterday, they said we would recommend running it up the pole on the other side of my house where everything else is connected. And I said no because I had the false impression that putting that the benefit of Archtop is that it's in the ground, not hanging on
Exactly.
a wire. But they said that's not
Well, I mean, our
the
primary focus typically is burial. They
case.
have recently discovered sometimes it's easier to get into the home through where your power is already connected. So I mean, if you request that it be buried, absolutely they should have no problem with that, especially if Matt had stated, hey, put it underneath the bluestone, then
well,
that...
they did run it on the side that was earlier recommended, but they explained to me, this is all new and it's really tricky here in the village where you know, there are so many sidewalk issues. So, you know, they're out there, five of them by the end of the day, trying to relay my bluestones, which never got relayed. You know, they are not it's not possible to... Oh, I got something else going off now. Hold on a second.
Oh, no worries.
Oh, all right. I know what it is. All right. But so you know, it's just that, you know, with all, you know, with like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of houses in the village, this is going to come up over and over again. They ended up being masons out there trying to relay these stones.
Oh.
So, you know, I still have a trip hazard, but, you know, it's not, there's nothing to be done. They did everything they could have done, you know. So,
oh, absolutely.
So, and, you know, but they were here for more than 2.5 hours, almost 3 hours.
Yeah, understandable at that point, especially when they're laying the drop cable. So.
So, and then the other, I mean, there's so many, I didn't mean to go on, but there's so many issues, like, where it runs through my garden bed, if it wasn't buried deep enough, a weed whacker would cut it in half, you know, so.
Oh, absolutely, but typically they bury it 6 to 8 inches deep.
Well, they didn't, and it was laying on the surface. I had to make them come back. It was not buried deep enough, so.
Okay.
By the way, are these live wires? If I touch these, I'd say it wasn't even 4 inches. It was maybe 3, you know, it's just below the surface. And that's a hazard on anybody's property where they're going perpendicular to any place you weed whack.
Absolutely.
So
but they are not
live
wires, just so that you are aware.
Okay, that's my question. I can go down there with a shovel myself and rebury it. But
yes.
I wanted to make sure that I have a landscaper, you know, I'm marking it because it's very delicate when you have this thing running through flower beds and shrubbery and all this where people can be digging all the time or
absolutely
weed whacking. So I, you know, in retrospect, just the answer is I think it might have been better to go up the pole on the other side of the house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because
well, I mean,
so
the other
ongoing maintenance issues on a lawn here, and burying that thing 2 or 3 inches is not a good idea.
No, I will definitely make them aware of that. The fact that it was only buried 2 to 3 inches, especially considering that it's definitely not deep enough. If it had been laid underneath the bluestones, where, you know, they would relay the stones and everything, that I can understand, you know, okay, you would have less risk at that point for landscaping.
Right.
But if you do choose to bury it a little bit deeper, just be careful with the cables because they are pretty frail and easy to,
yeah.
they would have to come out and replace. So I would just be cautious with that.
Well, and they had to be cautious too. They had to go track it because there was something wrong somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, it's just a whole interesting labor-intensive process. I don't know how Archtop is going to handle this.
Well, the thing is that it is an investment. So we actually splice our own cables. We lay our own cables. We maintain our own cables. So whenever something does go wrong and it's within, like, say, for example, it's a material issue, that's where we go out and we repair it immediately. We don't have to rely on anybody else to go out and repair it for us.
Yeah, well, but I think as a because this was all new to me and them. The guys have worked elsewhere, but the village is a different beast here.
Oh, absolutely.
With the bluestone, we have so many issues. No matter which way they went, there would have been issues crossing the sidewalk. Anyway, I'm happy. I mean, I have it. I'm all set up. They were Christian. I forgot who it was. Who was the inside guy from GTEL? But he was terrific, and they were very exhausted. One because they were here way late, and but they they showed me how to set everything up, you know, did this cell phone, everything, you know.
So oh, absolutely. And that's typically what we do.
Yeah, and I was up and running, you know,
fairly quickly.
Left, so. Yeah, except for my damn plugs. But and even the phone got ported before.
Well, that's the important part, is the phone getting ported.
Well, it works. That you just called me. So anyway, I didn't mean to go on, but I think
oh,
it's
no, you're fine.
As they learn here how challenging some of these properties can be.
So oh, absolutely. We'll see. Especially with Rhinebeck, with the fact that, you know, a lot of the houses are so old. I mean, I reside in, you know, Stanfordville, and even my house, which is a tiny house, was built in the year 1900. So I completely understand. I've got Quaker stones in my basement, in an unfinished basement. So that's going to be a very interesting one.
Well, I have a stacked stone foundation, but they found a way to come through the frame of an old window in the basement, so they didn't have to
oh, that's good.
Stone anywhere. But, you know, every house will be different. You know, I'm
well,
18,
absolutely.
60. I have an 18. You know, so good luck to everybody. But I'm telling my neighbors it's fabulous. So.
Oh, good. I'm glad that, you know, you're having a great experience, at least with the service. And
well,
I'm sorry that there were difficulties.
Yeah, well, I just want to avoid doing anything in my flower bed out there wrong or cutting it by mistake. I'm gonna make sure things are. I'm not gonna touch anything, but I'm just gonna make sure it's well marked. So
absolutely.
Anyway, yeah, it's fine. And you know, with the joy of cutting the cutting out spectrum. You know, we
well,
all
true,
hate spectrum.
Very true. I mean, I'm stuck with Optimum, so. Once Archtop makes it out towards this way, I will be more than happy. I will be so ecstatic because I have 3 gaming kids.
You have 3 what kids?
Gaming kids.
Gaming kids. Oh, my gosh. You must be paying a lot of money for service. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, once I switch, it'll at least cut my bill in half. So.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I've been having spectrum outages that last for 2 days, which feels like an eternity.
It does. And especially with living in Rhinebeck, I mean, it's bad enough that I live in a dead zone. But when you get to a well-populated area and still run into dead zones, you know, we have an issue at that point.
Well, it's more that we have a lot of trees, and right behind my house, outside the village in the town, the wires, you know, the trees are knocking down wires all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
So it feels like going underground and staying underground all the way into your basement is the way to go.
Oh, absolutely. That is a definite. That's actually one of the reasons why we do prioritize burial, if it's possible, is because we want to reduce the risk of tree limbs coming down on our wires, and especially because they're state-of-the-art wires. They are, I don't know if you're familiar with how fiber optic works, but it's light pulses that emit the data. So those cables are a lot more sensitive than, say, for example, the coaxials, which are just plain copper, but it's also slower. So with the fiber optic, it's much faster, and so a lot of work goes into it.
Yeah, and I mean, I went to the village, Rhinebeck village town, village meetings when the guys, your leadership showed up, the 3 of them, you know,
oh,
a few times and talked about it. But 2 of them live somewhere in Rhinebeck, so we figure we're gonna be well served.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, we are very big on the community involvement too. We have we were even part of the Sawyer Motors car show.
Oh,
up in Saugerties recently, we had a tent there, and we were, you know, introducing our service to a lot of people and just getting involved with the community and, you know, just having a good time. So it was definitely a nice experience, and you know, we're going to continue being part of communities and more events, and we're looking to provide the higher technology and faster service to this area, which should have already had that service, you know. But
well, one, that's good news. I mean, I'm not in a dead zone, just more in a falling tree limb zone. But the folks who suffered like you and the people up in certain between in Red Hook, going up to Red Hook there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely,
you know,
especially
so.
With 9G. I mean, you get literally no service on 9G all throughout Rhinebeck.
As you well know, then, if you're going to work from Stanfordville to Kingston every day.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for the advice on the the plugs and stuff. So I'll try again until I throw it out the window. Okay.
Yeah, and I'll
it's
definitely
not
let
your
them know.
Service. Yeah.
I'll definitely let them know about the drop cable not being buried deep enough, though, because typically
they bury
it deeper.
Just so you know, they know, but it was, the guys who were here, no, I made them go back and redo a piece of it that was literally above ground.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In my flower bed. And so they need to be careful that somebody's checking. You know, I'm the one out there checking, saying the stones are... You know, we've got to try to level these stones. I've got a tripping hazard now and, you know, stuff like that.
Exactly. And we don't want that. So, we want to replace it as it was originally. That's typically our goal, is when we do bury anything, we replace it the way it was before, except for maybe a little bit of grass.
Well, the stones are a whole different... Anyway, it's okay, but having that... wire come above ground in my garden bed was not good. They should have checked it, not
especially
me.
If you
I'm
have a
there.
Landscaper, exactly.
Yeah, and so you know, it was almost perfect. All right, thanks a lot.
You are very, very welcome.
It.
And
don't
thank you so much for... Oh, no, you're fine. That's what I'm here
okay.
for.
Okay. All
thank
right.
You
I
so
thought
much.
Maybe.
Oh, go ahead.
I thought maybe you had peripheral device recommendations. You know, like here's a great plug. You know, if you have smart light bulbs, here's you know. But you answered it. It can't connect to the
2.5 gigahertz network.
Yeah,
Yeah, because in our back-end systems, we can see different devices that are connected to the wireless, and we have different symbols for the different types of gigahertz and how they're running on Wi-Fi. So we're able to see that kind of information, be able to tell that, okay, this one's not connected as a 5 gigahertz, this one's connected as a 2.5.
Huh. Oh, very cool. I see you in this big room with like a spaceship with all these panels of things blinking. I don't know.
Well, thankfully, that's not the case, because I think I'd get distracted by all the blinking.
All right. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate
it. Oh, you're
it. And
very,
I did,
very welcome.
I am by no means complaining about anything.
Oh, no, you're fine. But I will definitely let them know to be better aware of how deep they're burying, though.
Yeah, they got treated to me for hours. They I got out my pickaxe and everything. I helped them. I mean, I'm 79 years old, and I'm out there showing them how to lift a bluestone.
Oh, bless your heart. Oh, that's amazing.
No, it was fine.
I mean, my mother was very, very active up until... unfortunately, she passed away a few years ago, but she literally looked like she was in her 50s, and she was in her mid-70s, so, I mean, it was unexpected, but, you know, it wasn't anything, like, crazy. It was definitely gave my children a new meaning to, you know, ensuring that you're chewing your food properly, but...
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. But otherwise, I mean, she was... would have she been here today and it would have been great, but I mean she was so active too, so it's amazing to be active at that age, especially because I know when we get older we want to do less and we want to, you know, like just kind of hang out and relax, but I mean being active gives you so much more energy, so I'm very glad that you're at least staying active.
Oh, yes. And, you know, by the way, the older you get, the younger you think you are. So Anyway, well, I appreciate your help, and
of course,
just really great. So thank you.
Okay. You're very, very welcome. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.